Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda asserted that providing affordable and quality health care to every poor person in the country is a top priority for the government. The minister was addressing the fifth convocation ceremony of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand yesterday. Mr. Nadda said, under the visionary leadership of Narendra Modi, his government is focused on providing health care that is not only curative, but also preventive, palliative and rehabilitative.
We came with a policy of health policy, which is preventive in nature. Pehle prevent karo, promote karo health ko, phir cure karo, phir nahi kuch hota hai to palliative rakho, rehabilitative karo. Ek inclusive health policy ko lekar ke aaye Pradhan Mantri Modi ji ke pehle tenure mein is baat ko usko se. Aur isi ka natija hai ki aaj Ayushman Arogya Mandir 1,75,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandir ye sare ke sare desh mein khade hain aur main ye nahi kehta ki they are giving the best results, but they are in the stage of giving best. We have started national quality assessment standards.
India has strongly rejected the motivated and baseless comments made by Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan on the Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on a matter that is internal to India. He said that Pakistan would do better to look at its abysmal record when it comes to protecting the rights of minorities instead of preaching to others. The government yesterday said that India's trade with the United States is expected to grow and reach $500 billion by 2030. Briefing media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Bartwal said that there are both concerns and opportunities for India in terms of the current tariffs. However, the country has taken a path of trade liberalization and is pursuing a bilateral trade agreement with the United States. He added that this path will open many opportunities for both countries. Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sharingan Longkumar, has called for a renewed focus on grassroots development to uplift football in Mokokchung. Speaking at the launch of the Zonal Associations of the Mokokchung District Football Association, MDFA, he commended the MDFA's initiative, stressing that real progress in football begins at the local level. He also highlighted the district's lack of sports infrastructure and urged sports bodies to restructure their approach for sustainable growth. Mr. Longkumar said the ongoing construction of the AstroTurf ground will take some time to complete, but expressed hope that it could host Nagaland Super League matches once finished. He further encouraged collaboration among stakeholders to boost Mokokchung's development through sports and sports tourism. The Zonal Association aims to decentralize football governance and strengthen grassroots engagement in the district. The multi-purpose hall of Government High School, Japan Riba at Chozuba, was inaugurated yesterday by Director of School Education, Razo Seivese. In his speech, Mr. Vese appreciated the communities from the five villages, Chozuba, Runguzu, Runguzu Nasa, Kusomi and Chozubasa, for coming forward in funding and constructing the hall for the benefit of the students. He encouraged community leaders and parents to make the best use of government-provided facilities such as the midday meal, free textbooks and free uniforms. Mr. Vese challenged the community to continue supporting the development of the school, assuring that the department would also extend its full support. The temporary closure of a major stretch along National Highway 36 began today and will continue until April 30th due to ongoing road strengthening and construction works. In an advisory, the Dimapur police informed that the road stretch below the flyover along the Dimapur railway siding from Blue Hill Police Assistant Booth to the exit point of the flyover Y Junction will remain closed to all traffic during this period. The closure is necessitated by the development and strengthening of the existing two-lane pavement, which involves the use of dry lean concrete and pavement quality concrete. Commissioner of Police, Dimapur Kevituto Sophie, has urged all commuters to plan their travel accordingly to avoid inconvenience. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.